This is the Composer's Datebook for March 15th. I'm John Zeck. Ernst von Dohnányi's Second Symphony was written during the closing years of World War II, begun during the German occupation of his native Hungary in early 1944, and finished after his flight to Vienna later that same year as Soviet troops advanced from the east. According to his wife, Dohnányi was so focused on the composition of this work that on one occasion she had to tear him away from his desk to seek shelter during an Allied air raid. Dohnányi was wrongly accused of being a Nazi sympathizer, even though he had resigned from the Liszt Academy and disbanded the Budapest Philharmonic rather than dismiss any Jewish musicians. His strong anti-Soviet views also made him persona non grata with the post-war communist government in Hungary. Dohnányi eventually found a new home in America, where he taught at Florida State University in Tallahassee. He and his wife became American citizens in 1955. Dohnányi's Second Symphony received its first performance by a semi-professional orchestra in London in 1948, but he revised it substantially for its American premiere on today's date in 1957 by the Minneapolis Symphony under Antal Doradi. In its final movement, Dohnányi quotes the Bach chorale Komm süßer Tod, Come Sweet Death, and in program notes for the Minneapolis performance, quotes the Hungarian playwright Imre Madák. The goal is death. Life is a struggle. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.